Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys. It's bonus segment time. And you know what, Bob? It's bacon stuffed figs is where we're going to start. But at the end of the day, anything with bacon in it, on it, or around it is generally a good thing on the grill. But you know what? There's some techniques and tips that we need to go with. But let's start with these bacon stuffed figs. It's your gig, man. What do you think about it?
Well, I think Chef Dewey turned us on to these first time.
Right.
He's awesome.
Yep.
Before I forget, though, I got to wish a belated happy birthday to my bride, Maureen.
Tuesday was her birthday.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she had a wonderful birthday. I took her to see Journey, Doobie Brothers, Dave Mason. Okay, who's a good husband?
This guy. You are, brother. Wow.
Yeah.
That had to be a good time.
Oh, my gosh. So anyway, back to the figs.
Don't you feel guilty about robbing a cradle like that? Like you did, you know? I mean, she's 39 and you're almost 60. I just don't.
She's not listening. You don't have to suck up. figs or dates. You can do either one.
Mm-hmm.
But
figs are a little bigger than dates. That's the difference.
They're a little easier to stuff like a pecan in. But you can get the sliced walnuts and do it. I actually like the blue cheese in them.
Right. It's a great little dessert. I introduced these to a group at went camping over a weekend, and you know, it's like, what are you cooking?
You went camping?
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not. But it was like, what are you cooking at 10:30 at night?
Was it in July and it was snowing?
It was about 3 weeks ago.
It was like hell froze over?
Right, yeah. But anyway, I introduced these to the group there, and they're like, why are you cooking something at 10 o'clock at night? We're all done eating, you know. I'm like, no, you're going to want some of these. So this, go ahead.
Back up. I want to hear about you actually going camping.
No, that's not what the listeners want to know about.
There wasn't even an ice machine there, for crying out loud. How did you get by? And what did they say about
Well, it was in the yard of a cottage, okay?
And what did they say about your fluffy slippers? That's what I want to know.
Well, it was dark when I put them on, so not everybody saw them.
Oh, the camping stories with Joppy. I can tell you. Again, raising Arizona.
Right.
Yeah, real cool. You get figs or dates. You stuff a nut or you stuff some cheese in them. Wrap some bacon in the little buggers. Put a toothpick in it. Throw them on the grill. Boom, you're a god.
You got to roll them once because you need to get the bacon done on both sides.
It's good practice
and
anyway.
And watch them. Watch them because that bacon is uncooked and it'll flame. And you don't want it. They go from really good to bitter.
Jap, you gave away the best part.
Right.
They go from really good to bitter.
No.
Throw those babies on the grill. Be a man. Grab them with your hands.
Right. They listen. That's why they're doing this.
So back to the jerk steak strips. Hit our website, thegrillingguys.com. You can find it. Just put jerk in the search bar.
Bob's picture
might
will
come up with my picture. You beat me to that, too. Just go up in the search bar and put jerk up there, and there'll be a couple jerk recipes. One of them has a jerk sauce on it that is fantastic. And I can say that because I truly loved it. But again, if you cook something the way you like it, of course you're going to love it.
Right.
This was a little creation. I'm very proud of it. And it's mine.
And this is a great way when you cut little strips of steak like he's talking about. It's a great way to take an average cut and make it taste really good.
Oh, and you'll watch your friends take a bite and go, holy cow, is that great? And then about 30 seconds later, they'll go, holy cow, that's got some kick to it.
Yeah, right. Little bite on the back.
Because it's really sweet on the front end.
Right.
So if you got any wussies you hang out with, serve them the jerk. Have yourself a good week. Thanks for joining the Grilling Guys. You can follow me on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy. Follow us on Facebook / The Grilling Guys. We'll check you out next week.